I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. I want to start us off by reading a quote from J.K. Rowling. It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not lived at all, in which case you've failed by default. I tell ya, nobody ever in the whole world, the whole planet, I think ever likes the idea of failing. It's uncomfortable, it's awkward, you are disappointed, there's frustration, maybe even embarrassment if it was something that you failed at in front of your peers or your coworkers or other leaders in your life. Failing is not fun for anybody. But yet it is only in that place of failing that we grow and that we learn, and we can only achieve and come out farther ahead and better than what we did. I have been a part of this training for the last few weeks and had the opportunity to train leaders. There is so much to be learned as we talk about leadership, the qualities and characteristics of what good and healthy leadership look like, how they operate, and what does that look like in the workplace, in our ministries, at our schools. No matter where we are in leadership, whether it's with only a few people in front of us, a small group, two or three, or you're serving a population of thousands, being able to create as a leader a safe place for people to fail is a huge accomplishment. Because as I alluded to earlier, failing is putting yourself out there. It's risky business. It is a lot of times maybe even unveiling your heart, being vulnerable, being out there, taking a risk in your skills and in your talents, bringing the best of who you are to the table, hopefully the best of who you are to the table. And maybe it's even where you've spent hours of research and hours of preparation and only to come to the point where you're denied when you bring it to a meeting. They don't like your proposal. It's not what they were looking for. You didn't do a deep enough dive. You didn't bring the right data. You weren't able to answer their questions. And there is that feeling of failure and letdown. But yet, the only place that we ever grow is in that place of dropping the ball and failing. That is the only place that we will continue to pursue and press into bettering ourselves, bettering our skills, honing in our skills, honing in our talents, is if we fail. And as leaders, if we are able to create these environments for our teams and for the people around us to have permission to fail, have permission to try again, and we create this environment that there's no wrong answer, even though there is a wrong answer, but you know what I mean? Like, we want you just to keep coming up with ideas. We just want you to keep going after it. We just want you to keep pursuing because we see the talent and the skills. We see what's in you. We know that there's greatness in the team. There's greatness in you. And the only way that we continue to grow and be innovative and creative is if we are failing. You know, I've heard that Thomas Edison tried to create the light bulb more than 3,000 or 6,000 times. It was in the thousands, people. He failed and failed and failed again. But yet he didn't give up on the vision that he had. He didn't give up on the passion that he had to come up with a way to generate light. What if he had failed? What if he had quit after his thousandth attempt? What if he gave in? What if he said it wasn't worth it? What if he just threw out all of his scientific experiments out the window and said, I'm done. Screw it. No, this is impossible. Friends, we may never have had the light bulb, or maybe we would have gotten the light bulb eventually, but it would have had the same impact, and maybe we wouldn't even be in this moment today with the same level that we have of experiencing electricity and light. Failure is not fun. It's not fun for anybody. But the thing is, when we hit walls and moments of failure, we cannot allow that to define us as a person, our self-worth, or our value. We have to be able to look at failure as a way to learn and as a way to grow. We have to see it through the eyes of opportunity, that failure is an opportunity to continue to advance. Failure is an opportunity to continue to be innovative. Failure is an opportunity to go back to the drawing board and be creative. Failure is an opportunity to grow. And if we can have that mindset and not get caught up in it defining our self-worth or our value, my friends, we're going to advance a lot farther in our skills and in our talents and in our passions. If you're in an environment where failure is okay, and they just say, hey, it's okay, keep coming, keep bringing the ideas, keep being innovative, keep thinking outside the box, eventually we're going to get there. That, my friends, is a healthy environment. And that type of leadership environment is where people will grow and flourish and continue to be just the innovators of tomorrow. And I think that is one of the most powerful things, that is, we can harness the power of failure without it being this place of despair or disappointment. Sure, failing is not fun. It is disappointing. Failure is sometimes takes the wind out of your sails when you were super stoked and pumped about something and it falls flat. But yet, it's an opportunity, friends. It's an opportunity to recreate, to think outside the box, to go above and beyond, to come in with a different perspective, to come in from a different angle. And failure is something that will stretch us into new areas that we probably never thought possible. Where maybe you've plateaued in your skills, or maybe you've plateaued in your abilities or ideas, just like throwing off all the inhibitions of failure. Like if you were just to say, I don't care if I fail, I don't care if I mess up, I'm just going to keep throwing out ideas. I'm just going to keep pushing forward. I'm just going to keep trying to think outside the box, and eventually something's going to stick. Eventually something's going to work. Eventually this idea, this thing is going to do exactly what I've purposed it to do. So when we tie this to leadership, if we can create a safe environment for people to feel like they can fail and it's okay for them to fail, and that they're not going to be reprimanded or looked down upon or fired, oh my gosh, maybe we might have teams that are more innovative than we ever thought possible. And the creativity will flourish and the ideas will flourish. And it'll just be this place where people will continue just to pursue because they know it's okay to fail. And I'm not saying that there may not be consequences to failures. Sometimes, yeah, I get that. We have failures and there are consequences. There are things that happen because we failed. But I'm not talking about situations where we're putting people's safety or other people's lives on the line. I'm simply talking about the ability to step outside our comfort zone, the ability to step into our passions and pursue what we're passionate about, the ability to be creative and think innovatively. That's what I'm wanting to talk about. And that's what I'm talking about today, friends. So as a leader, if you are creating that safe place for your teams to fail fearlessly, you are going to tap into an endless resource of innovation within your teams, and encouraging them just to be creative. And to help, and that will like spur on problem solving and idea generation like never before. But if you're one of those leaders who has their own fear of failure, and then that's portrayed in the workplace in your churches, in your schools. If you as a leader are, you yourself are so scared of failure that you don't want anybody else to, and you just, you created this environment that failure is terrible and it's bad, I can guarantee you're probably not going to get the best out of every single one of the people on your team. You're not going to get the best volleyball players are the best basketball players or the best math club members. You're not going to get the best people in the workplace that are going to want to share their ideas because they don't want to be shot down or humiliated in front of anybody else. You're not going to get that safe place where people can be creative or go for the goal, go for the basket. If you're creating that environment where failure is just, it's not an option, you're probably not going to get the all in of your team. But if you're creating that safe place where it is about, we encourage each other, you made a mistake, it's okay, jump up, brush yourself off, we got this as a team, we're going to figure this out. Okay, so that was a mistake, that was a failure. Okay, we admit to it, we grab a hold of it, we don't blame anybody else, we own it, and then we grow from there. And that's one of the greatest powers. The greatest power of failure is that we grow in those moments. We grow and expand, and we just become these amazing people who are fearless to fail. So today, my friends, if there's any challenge, if there's any key takeaway in this podcast, it is don't be afraid of failure. Because it's impossible to live, as J.K. Rowling said, it's impossible to live without failure. But it's how we respond in those moments of failure, how we choose to pick ourselves up and keep pressing in and keep being creative and keep going after the passions and the dreams and keep coming up with the out-of-the-box ideas, and we just keep going after as we keep pursuing and fail fearlessly. There's nothing that you can't accomplish. There is nothing your team can't accomplish together. There is nothing that your team won't be able to come up with and eventually have that success and that win that you were looking for. So today, friends, I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful day.